All right, so it's been a fun night so far. Let's get to your predictions right away. But before we can move forward, let's go back for a couple more of the predictions of the past on Coast to Coast AM. I believe when we left off, we were just up to Andrew in Indianapolis, Indiana, who predicted this time last year that in 2012, more tornadoes than ever would happen in the spring. I don't know if there was more than ever. I don't think so, but Nathan says no, and he's the final judge on that. Terry on the international line said that premier radio networks in 2012 would get old. Oh, no, get sold. Never mind. Sorry. It would get sold. No, neither of those things happened in 2012. And Terry also said an in-studio coast-to-coast guest would create a huge problem and fallout for the show. Would have been fun. I don't remember that. Carl in Milwaukee said water will become an even more important commodity in 2012. Yeah, I'm not sure. With somebody, someplace, maybe. I guess it did. But not specifically anywhere in the United States, certainly not in Milwaukee. And Alan in Folsom, California said that a Bigfoot would be discovered either injured or dead. Yeah, didn't happen either. But we'll keep looking and we'll find out more of your predictions from 2012 that might have come true. First, we'll get to a bunch for 2013 next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. So let's go. We'll pick it right up where we left off with John in the Bronx making his predictions for 2012 on Coast to Coast. John?
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Good. What do you see?
Yeah, happy and healthy New Year to you.
And to you.
Thank you. My prediction has to do with Bigfoot. I believe he will be discovered and captured in June of 2013. In either Washington State or Oregon. And also, scientists will delve into his DNA and discover that he is the result of a meeting between a species of ape and human.
That would be super cool. And of all the predictions I've heard so far, I hope yours comes truer the fastest. So thank you, John. Appreciate that. Let's go to Duke in Cincy on Coast to Coast. Duke?
Morning, Ann.
Morning.
Well, I'm just glad I didn't hear anything about flying piranha Bigfoot. That would be awful.
Well, okay, I don't think there's umbrellas big enough.
At this point, yeah. Okay, so my prediction is that there's going to be a kind of a unique political scandal this year involving the administration. When I say unique, I mean it's unique in that it's going to be one that's almost an internal kind of deal where I think the after Secretary Clinton leaves the cabinet, I think sometime down the road, there's going to be an incident, or maybe it could even have been the Benghazi kind of thing, where they will throw Secretary Clinton under the bus, but with her capabilities and with President Clinton behind her, I think they're going to come back and refute it and stand up, and I think it's going to get very ugly. There's going to be a big scandal, and basically what the Clintons are going to say is no, you're not pinning this on us. Or on me, in the case of the Secretary Clinton, you're not going to pin this on me.
Well, that'd be interesting. I'm kind of still hoping that we'll get more testimony on a couple of the things that the former First Lady could be testifying to. Be curious to see whether any of those would stop her political aspirations, if she had any, to run for president herself. You know?
Yeah, that's a fair question. I'm not sure, but I don't know if she has any aspirations or not. I don't know what her, she would be, in her early 70s, maybe, by the time she could run the next time around. So whether or not that'll happen, we'll find out. But still, I think that, I think there's been some tension and so forth between Secretary Clinton and President Obama. And I think it's going to come to a head. And I think she's not going to allow herself to be, you know, to to be put on the spot or something she didn't do or wasn't responsible for.
Very good. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And Frank is in Western New York on Coast to Coast. Frank?
Hello?
Your prediction for 2013?
Okay. Yeah, my prediction is that mankind this year at some point will experience an event that would be possibly the proof of an existence of multiple universes. This will happen, but it'll be a merge between our universe and a much smaller universe, except that our universe will consume that universe because ours is much larger, and it'll merge with ours. And everything in our universe, including us, will become much larger, but no one will be conscious of this. And our instruments will read it, but we will see it as something else.
Okay.
And, it'll be unidentified.
Unidentified. All right. Hanging a little mystery out there. Thank you. Yar is in Charlotte on Coast to Coast for Yar's prediction for 2013. Yar?
Hello, Ian.
How you doing?
Very good, man. I must say you're quite the radio journalist. I enjoy listening to you very much.
Thank you. I'm going to ask a journalistic question. Is Yar short for Yarborough?
No, it's just a, kind of like a Yar matey type thing.
I totally love that. Okay, great. So, Yar, what's your prediction for 2013?
I would like to say that we will see a beginning of a very cold, severe cold weather period starting around mid-April.
Like a colder summer kind of thing.
Yeah, almost. Possibly almost a mini ice age.
Wow. That'd be interesting. Carolinas Carolinas would not be prepared for that, I'm guessing.
I know, I tell you. Well, you know, sitting here listening, I'm really enjoying the buzzer chuckles, and I kind of hope that I'm one of them at the end of the year. But
all right, thanks, Yar. Appreciate that. Let me go to Keith, who's in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Keith?
Well, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin was a couple of miles ago, but first I'd like to say, we the creatures of the facility, Mr. Pundit. Second, I've got to give you this because I am driving a big truck.
I'll take that.
Anyway,
thank you.
My prediction is that this president is going to, within the next year, do an unprecedented amount, number of presidential mandates specifically attacking the First and Second Amendment and shredding the Constitution. But on the lighter side, they're going to find his presidential or his college transcripts and find out that the way he got in as a poor student into such huge colleges was that he was actually an exchange student, and his citizenship of the United States was forfeit when he was young, and that's how he got into the big schools.
Never give up, never surrender, Keith.
Amen.
Never stop hoping for that to be true, if that's how you're inclined. I thought I make a general policy that whatever Donald Trump says is true, I'm tending not to believe, and I know he's a lot wealthier than I am, but I have a hard time believing that is going to turn out to be true. But we'll see. It could happen. Fond du Lac came up with me earlier this morning because a good friend of mine's mother died in Fond du Lac. And Joey and Jonathan and the rest of the family thinking of you still. Gary is in Utah on Coast to Coast. And Gary, what's your predictions for 2013? Oh, Theo? Hey, we'll take that. Theo?
Hello?
Hey, very good. Go ahead.
My prediction is that the general public will have contact with aliens.
In 2013?
Yeah.
And by general public, you mean as opposed to, say, the military or some such?
Yeah, as in just like citizens.
Okay. And where do you think this will happen?
I don't know. Probably... Let's say Utah.
Let's say Utah. Let's go out on a limb. Okay, very good. Thank you, Theo. Appreciate that. You're not the only one from Utah that makes predictions. There were a couple people from last year during the prediction show. Actually, let's go over a couple more of the ones that may or may not have come true in 2012. Then we'll get back to your calls. Tony, a caller named Tony, with an unidentified home base, said that in 2012 there would be more civil and global unrest. Too vague to be helpful. Unrest is a vague word anyway. And more, I think it's pretty much the same as there's always been. Nancy in Evansville, Indiana, however, said the two major game-changing events will completely change the presidential election results. I think we got the same president, so maybe not. Craig in Longmont, Colorado, said the truth about the economy failing will be revealed. Seemed to be heading into the fiscal cliff, though, Craig, so who knows? You could end up being right in the next 24 hours. Carlos in L.A. said pet cloning industry will take off. It's not like I'm the every corner pet cloning. Hasn't taken off yet, so maybe for 2013. Mitchell in Ontario, Canada. Prices of water will increase so much that the average American will have a hard time affording it. Yeah, I don't know. But Mitchell also said a major country's government will admit to a poll shift. Could they mean like polling data shift or poll? I don't think so. I think he meant like magnetic pole shift. Okay. But Jonathan in California said there would be in 2012 another school shooting. Sadly, we all know that that turned out to be true. Of course, there were a couple. But, you know, Newtown, Connecticut will be an event that we remember a lot from 2012. So we got to give them that, even if that was a fairly predictable prediction. Still, Rick in Franklin, Tennessee called earlier, but he also called last year, and he predicted a covert lunar probe would find ancient ruins, and this information would be leaked in 2012. Nope, didn't happen. But there's others. Maybe we'll still get a few more dings before the night is over. Let's go with Archimetheus, who's in Sacramento on Coast to Coast. Archimetheus. Got it. Where's your, what's your prediction?
A man will call Coast to Coast with an absolute horrific, truthful statement beyond John Teeter, beyond Ed Dames, and beyond Mel's Hole combined.
Okay. And that prediction will be?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Then Heathen in Saskatchewan has a prediction for 2012. And Heathen, what are you predicting?
Well, first of all, I just want to say a few seconds ago, you were talking about the guy who said the truth about the economic collapse would come out.
Yep.
And you dinged it wrong. Could that be the LIBOR scandal? Maybe. I mean, the insider trading with big banks, that's got to contribute somehow, right?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about predictions is like, The vaguer they are, the more we are inclined to fill in the blanks for them. But I eschew that. And so you have to make a very specific prediction if you want a ding right, which should be, telling for you right now before you make yours tonight. Yeah. The more specific, the better. Okay.
Well, this is going to be 100% specific.
Okay.
Rotten.com, very popular big website for aggravating people in the early aughts, 2000s.
It's kind of creepy the way they publish a lot of death photos, and some of it's really interesting, but some of it to me just makes me nauseous. Yes.
Well, they started the dailyrotten.com in like 2003, and they updated daily with really interesting articles, not just the morbid, but it was really just any kind of interesting news from around the world.
Fair enough.
And around February of this year, 2012, it just stopped, pretty much stopped dead updating.
The Daily Rotten did?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And I don't know why or what went on, but I'm predicting a renewal in DailyRotten.com this year. I think we're going to see daily updates again. I'm hoping for it. I'm really hoping for it.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, that seems like a weird thing to stop.
After right? 20 years. I mean, well, they've had a lot of problem with laws and a few other their websites have been shut down over the years. So,
why did it have to be shut down over? Shut down over copyright reasons?
Mostly decency laws and without getting into too much because it was a big bunch of websites and they're adult websites. So,
well, I mean, yeah. So, did they do child stuff? Is that what had gotten them in trouble?
No, it was more just like, well, kind of in a way, because they couldn't prove the age of a lot of them on boners.com.
Okay. All right, let's leave it there. Okay, thank you, Bill. I predict that as much as I don't always enjoy Rotten.com, and I used to go there a lot, and then I realized there were certain images on that website I just couldn't unsee. And they were really there was sort of this violent sexual stuff. And I pushed away from the table probably just before that Daily Rotten thing that he started talking about. It's probably about 10 years since I've clicked onto it. And I predict I won't be changing that in 2013. But still, I support their right to do stuff, especially if I don't like it. Okay, then we get one more. This is, give me one more, Nathan. Oh, Bill in Ontario. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ian.
You have a prediction?
2012 and Happy New Year to 2013. My predictions with the NHL.
Okay.
And the talks are going to end on the 15th of January. We're going to lose the season. And July 1st, we're going to lose the league. It's just going to disband.
Wow.
And they're going to form a new league of 24 teams, three conferences, eight in the Pacific, eight in the Central, and eight in the East. And it'll be 24 teams, and it probably won't get started until 2014. But it's looking real bad, and it's greed, and it's just there's no interest in it, and it's not covered down in the States there, and I mean it's not even news for you people down.
Oh, that's not true. Hey, hold on, hold your tongue there. I happen to be in the land of 10,000 rinks. Okay. Hockey is top of the fold on the sports section here, so I can't account for people in Louisiana, but here, in the land of hockey, we're all about that. So, and the fact that we don't get the Minnesota Wild after making some great, off-season pickups, we had high hopes for the Wild this year. Kept a lot of the best players that we had from last year, plus added a bunch, some local boys coming home to play. That would have been great. And downtown St. Paul is hurting big time economically because there are no Wild games. And there's this whole district around the XL Center. A lot of restaurants on the bubble. A lot of bars had to lay off, 70% of the people that work there. And I don't know, lots of interest. So we're all hoping for a comeback. Just, hopefully that all of the millionaires, the ones that skate and the ones that write checks, can work that out coming up. They can all get fat and happy in 2013 if they play it right instead of going over the fiscal ice cliff. Janet's coming up, Chris, and you. So grab a line here. If you don't know the numbers, we'll give them to you coming up. You can always find them on the website, too. And look forward to keeping in touch with you until I get back on the second Sunday in January at Deacon Punnett on Twitter. If you follow me at Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. All right. So fun. Having a great time. Thank you everybody for what might be sometimes a long wait. Sorry, we lost you, Janet, in Dubuque. I was looking forward to come to you. Oh, it's like Dubuque, Iowa, represent. But Chris who's also from a city that I think they care a little bit about hockey in, Detroit, coming up next. And we'll kick off another half hour of your predictions for 2013. And we'll go over the predictions from 2012, what you got right and what you got wrong. And as I understand it, in this next grouping, at least two of them came true. Coming up next on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. Speaking up right away, Chris is in Detroit. Prediction for 2013, Chris.
Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Good. My prediction is Joey Chestnut will be the 2013 winner of the annual 4th of July Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
That's the first time we've ever had a prediction for that. Original. I like that. Thank you, Chris. Let's go to Jesse in Pittsburgh. Locked in a death battle tonight with Cleveland. Jesse, what's your prediction for 2013? Jesse? Jesse in Pittsburgh. Oh, lost Jesse. Jesse once? Twice, three times. Cusway is in Austin, Texas, on Coast to Coast.
Hi, how are you? I have a little bit of a prayer for you.
All right, your prediction?
Anyway, I am. What?
Your prediction is?
My prediction is this. I talked to Joe Story when Obama was coming on as the president, and I told him that in March back then, that he was going to come up and talk about being in connection with aliens. And I believe that he just got elected. So I think that he will actually have something to do with aliens because of many alien sightings around the world that's going to be caught up on tape. But I do believe that this prediction that I had way when he just started, that it will come true now because of that. That my joke okay. was this, and you ruined my joke. I'm here playing with my crystal ball. Maybe it's after midnight so we can talk about this. In my sexy underwear. And I did predict it all this. However, I do know that all the Rockets will always win. They're my favorite team.
Okay. Well, could be. You're the first guy, I think, to ever claim that while he was making predictions, he was wearing sexy underwear. So I'm getting a bunch of firsts in a row. So thank you, I guess, for that. Ray is in Oklahoma City on Coast to Coast in boy pants. Ray?
Yeah. I was just thinking that history is going to repeat itself in 2013. Because remember when Clinton was president, how the government shut down twice.
Okay.
And it's going to do that again. And two, they're going to spend money for some gym that they keep going to, but they're going to tell everybody, oh, it's a necessity. But they're going to say that nobody can file for, Social Security or anything like that because it's not a necessity.
But they're going to make sure that the congressional gym stays open. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to make sure that they can keep spending money, but they're going to say that they don't have the money for us to have either.
Yeah, that would not surprise me. That's a pretty good prediction, and we'll just have to wait a few days, I think, to find out more about it one way or another. Let's go to Mike in Montana on Coast to Coast for the annual prediction show. Mike?
Hey, Ian. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I see one side of the Grand Canyon sloughing off and hitting the other.
What?
It's kind of a wake and dream thing. I don't know if it's going to happen in 2013 or 2014, but that's what I see.
The two sides of the Grand Canyon, one's going to slide off and hit the other one.
One side will slough off and hit the other side.
Well, that's quite a prediction. I like the specificity. We'll know one way or another. And that might account for some of the rumbles that some people have been predicting and some of their predictions for 2013, too. Thank you, Mike, from Montana. Ryan is in Southern California. Ryan?
Yeah, hi. Happy New Year.
And to you.
I have a prediction. I've actually had a pretty good track record over the years. I see a secession movement taking momentum, gaining momentum in a number of states in the United States. I see secession petitions being passed by various state legislatures. I think that the government is going to call out the National Guard. I think there's going to be martial law in those states. I think it's going to be the beginning of a regional breakup of the United States into several smaller regional countries like the Western states of America or the Southern states of America. I don't think it's going to happen right away, but I think that 2013, we're going to see the beginning of this movement. And the first thing we're going to see are the secession movements in these different states and the reaction by the federal government to put it down. That's my, I believe it's going to happen. I don't want it to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
What on the basis of what? I mean, like why would, like some states obviously depend, or they're in such financial straits that I think they're depending probably on a lot more of the federal government business or support right now. But so on what basis do you think that, what will the break be around?
We already see a number of secession movements. They're based on the election of President Obama by certain movements that don't want to have Obama as president. I think there are people who are gun owners or are fearful that their weapons are going to be taken away. There are people who fear the U.S. tax system that think that they'll be better off if their states go it alone or they band together into smaller units rather than the United States. They don't want to see their tax money going to other states. You know, so mm-hmm. I think that if you look at the list of reasons that this could possibly happen, you'll find that there are a lot of compelling reasons that this could happen. And by the way, it's not even a matter of conjecture. These movements already exist. And they exist in.
Well, I've seen lots of stuff on the internet about it. I just haven't seen anything in legislatures. That's all. So I mean, yeah, you'll see.
There's even a petition. There's a petition that says, and I think about half the states in the country have put these petitions up, and it says something, to paraphrase it, would they respectfully request the right to secede from the union and form their own subnationality. Not that I'm advocating it. In fact, I don't want it to happen. I just think it's inevitable over the course of years, and I think it's going to take up momentum now. And there's a lot of reasons for it. And it's civil rights, it's states' rights, it's taxation, it's national leadership, it's the failure of Congress and the Senate to behave in the way that people want, and they feel they can do it better locally. There are a lot of reasons for it.
No, I get that. I appreciate your thoughts, and I go back to my point. I just don't see anything. I see petitions. I'll see lots of buzz on the internet. I'm not seeing anything in any state legislatures about it, but keep an eye on it. Chad is in Virginia, which knows a little bit about secession at one point. Chad, your prediction for 2013?
Yeah, I actually got a couple, if you'll bear with me, Ian, if you don't mind.
Well, we're generally asking people to confine it to one, so you got to be quick.
Okay. Well, my prediction is that the Big Show will lose his WWE championship to Dolph Ziggler before WrestleMania.
Okay. Fair enough.
The Redskins will win the Super Bowl.
Well, they look pretty darn good against the Cowboys. I'll grant you that. But if you don't have somebody throwing three interceptions like Tony Romo did tonight, not only throwing three interceptions, but I don't even know where that last interception, I didn't even see how he thought that had a prayer of making it out in the flat. I mean, the one that was the knife in the heart tonight. So, I mean, I'm all about RG3. I think he's excellent, but I don't know. I don't know if you guys have the juice to go all the way to a Super Bowl, but I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't hate it because I like that guy a lot. So thank you and good luck to you on that. Let me grab a couple of the predictions from the past, because like I said, there were a couple of these that I think you all did pretty well with. We'll start with Clint in Davenport, Iowa, who predicted that we will reach a spiritual ascension in 2012 and that aliens would come down and bring peace and love. Okay. Would have loved it. Would have been great. They didn't have to bring peace and love. They could bring brownies. They could bring, you know, hey, Twinkies. We can't seem to get our stuff together to get Twinkies again. But no, Serena in New Paltz, New York, made two predictions, that the Georgia Guidestone would get all blowed up. Nope. And the Illuminati would get stuck as they prepare for a catastrophe. But they will get stuck down there forever. Yeah, I don't even know. I wasn't sure where the there was. Paul, though, in Miami, Florida, said Hillary Clinton will get into the presidential race. Not yet. But there are predictions about that prediction, but just not yet. Joe in Pittsburgh said major droughts around the world and the U.S. I don't know. No, no, you got to go ding. You got to go half ding. Yeah. Yeah, because there are still areas that are in drought, many areas around the U.S. That are still in drought conditions and around the world. So, you know, sort of right. Alex in Toronto said the U.S. government will not be involved in any new major wars. Yeah, got that one right. But Alex in Toronto also said that Art Bell would come back to Coast in some capacity. That didn't happen. Daryl in Delmar, Delaware said that an Arab nation will go against Israel. Yeah, too vague, dude. I mean, what year hasn't that happened? No. And Mike in Hudson, New York said that Donald Trump would win the election as a third party candidate. Good old Gene Wilder. All right. We picked up Janet again, who was in Dubuque, Iowa on Coast to Coast. Janet? Oh, she just dropped again. She's just teasing us. She call up, and then just before we get there, she hangs up. I predict that she will not be back on again. Robert is in Indiana on Coast to Coast. Robert? Oh, sorry. Jane in San Diego on Coast to Coast.
Hello?
Jane?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, Jan. It's Jan. A guy.
That'd be a Jan guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Jan guy. Hey, my prediction is the Middle East with Iran getting the nuclear, they will probably get the nuclear bomb. I think that will happen, and they're going to, you know, get together with the rest of the countries in the Middle East, and they're going to form the next Soviet Union.
That's interesting. That? Okay, I like the specificity. Good man going with that. And now Jesse is back from Pennsylvania on Coast to Coast. Jesse?
Hey, what's going on, man? Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you fine this time. Go ahead.
All right, first off, that flying piranha thing sounded like he was describing a sci-fi movie.
Tell me what you mean
like
by that.
On sci-fi. Like yeah. On sci-fi. You know them crazy movies. All right. Anyways.
Yeah. No, I know. Like Sharktopus, right?
Yeah, it's, whatever right. That dude was, the caterpillar man.
Yeah, flying piranha raccoons.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
All right. So first off, my prediction, this is kind of lifetime prediction, but I think that all the media would quit showing the faces and the names of all those killers that be killing the kids in school shootings and stuff. I think that that would be way more effective than any kind of gun control.
You're exactly right.
All right.
Second I think off, you're exactly right. I think that would help. I think that would cut down a ton on people going, hey, I want that for myself. I agree.
It's really sad and pathetic, but I honestly believe that that would really help.
I think it would.
All right. Second off, real quick, I think that Obama, there'll be an assassination attempt on Obama, but he'll be like hit with a through and through, kind of like a government conspiracy thing, you know, in order to try to take away the guns or put some kind of gun control down. And plus, he'll be like a hero.
So you're saying that there'll be, are you claiming it's like a false flag kind of thing? Or you're talking like,
yeah, that's, you know, I'm just kind of, I'm going out on a limb here. You know, this is Coast to Coast AM. But yeah, I think there'll be like an inside assassination attempt. Like, you know, they'll portray it like, you know, somebody just tried to kill the president or whatever. But it'll really be like an inside job.
Okay. All right. That'd be interesting.
All right. Hey, thanks. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I hope it's not true, but that could be interesting. JD is in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Coast to Coast. JD?
I predict you will play I'm Afraid of America by David Bowie as bumper music before 2013. And I hate to say this, but as a Catholic, I think the Pope will pass away in the summertime.
Oh, Pope Benedict will?
Yeah, I don't know, because they acknowledge the existence of extra UFOs. Well, not
you know, ETs. Somewhere. I get that. You think the Pope will pass away after acknowledging the existence of ETs?
No, not after, but I think he just pass away this year, and he's kind of opening the door for the next Pope.
All right. Interesting. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, let me get to a couple more of your predictions, because we're heading into the final hour on Coast to Coast. So it was this time last year when Allison in Portland, Maine, predicted a worldwide epidemic or plague would kill hundreds of millions. Thank God that didn't happen. Robert in Los Angeles said U.S. will find life on Mars. We're getting pretty close. It's not life on Mars yet, but it's, you know, there's like evidence that at one point maybe there was something that looked like it might be life on Mars. We keep getting these very hopeful pictures. So no, not true so far. But Robert, I swear, one of these days. Kurt in Washington, 3 major volcano eruptions. No. Nina in Normal, Illinois, said foreclosures will get worse. More people will be in debt. But that didn't happen. Actually, foreclosures got better. The bottom finally was reached in the housing market. Unfortunately, a lot of states are seeing a bounce back, like in Arizona, which I just saw recently. 21% increase in home values across the state. I mean, when you average them and everything. And in Nevada, too, they're getting finally some relief on that. Tom is in Mississippi. We'll find oil that will last us 500 years, which will also pave the way for discovery of a new human species. But don't we wish you were right? I don't know if you saw the photos. I think they were linked up on coasttocoastam.com. I was floating around about the alien-looking skulls that were, you know, because they were squeezing the heads of people and stuff, they think, they say. But that's getting closer. Catherine in Sacramento said no election in November would take place. Obama would declare martial law. And I didn't even get to the end of that. And Obama would declare martial law a week before the election. Well, there you go. Didn't happen. But we still got a bunch of your predictions from 2012 to recap before we get back to your predictions for 2013. We'll do a bunch of those coming up next on Coast to Coast. It's been so much fun tonight. Nathan, you're doing a great job. Thank you, Jonathan, on the phones. And again, thank you, Tim, for handling the tech stuff on this end. Coming to you from the studios of News Talk AM 1130. It's Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. Please follow me on Twitter. I noticed we got like 100 new people that signed up tonight. Love to send out photos and love to hear back from you. We'll keep in touch. At Deacon Punnett, DeaconPunnett. I'll be back on the second Sunday of January after tonight's show. George Norrie does part 2 of the prediction show coming up tomorrow night, New Year's Eve. It's going to be a blast. On Coast to Coast AM, this is Ian Punnett.